matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the Second Date Update on Y100.
Hey, Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good to be talking to you.
Oh, we're glad you feel that way. I guess we're a little easier to get a hold of than Sean right now. Is that right?
Yeah, you are. And that's actually really sad to me. We had a nice little back and forth going, then all went down the toilet.
No.
Like somebody called First Call, just went straight to hell.
Thank you for that sponsor plug.
That is so considerate. We appreciate that. But you think it's that bad? Like, was there an actual incident that we need to account for, or did you just get ghosted and want answers? Like, what went wrong?
Oh, man. I have no idea what went wrong, actually. All I know is that now he doesn't seem as engaged as he was before. And I mean engaged as in, you know, actively talking to me, not like engaged. You know, it's Second Date Update, so I thought I better clarify that.
Hey, good looking
out. I was wondering where you were going with that.
No,
but yes.
I definitely would have double-checked that.
Yeah. All right, so what's y'all's story? Take us back.
Yeah, well, okay, we matched online, and we had a couple really good dates. Mm. And we met for lunch one day, and then we went out a few days later for drinks and whatever.
Drinks and whatever, is that code or what?
You know, drinks and then whatever.
Yeah, got it. I thought that's where you were headed. So where did you do whatever?
It was at my house.
Ah, great. Okay, so let's start there.
Any weird collections or, like, I don't know, Lynn, shrines? Just looking for anything that would jump out as potentially strange here.
No. I mean, I live in a pretty standard little house, and as far as the two of us go, it was great. Everything about the night was really, really good. I'm totally lost on this. I don't know what went wrong. I'm trying not to dwell on it.
Yeah.
I really do think, you know, positivity is the best mindset to have for something like this, like good vibes only,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You know, I'm just trying to be optimistic.
Yes. Whatever gets you through this next 20 minutes.
Yeah, normally people are panicking right now, Lynn, so it's a nice change of pace for us.
So he didn't mention anything that, like, tipped you off? Like run through the date in your head.
Well, he did mention he was kind of surprised that I had a cat.
He was surprised, like, in what kind of way? Like a nice way?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He just kind of threw that out there. And, I mean, I wasn't offended or anything because I know some guys don't like cats.
Yeah.
I took it as kind of a compliment. Like, you know, hey, my house doesn't smell like cats.
That's okay. Could he have been allergic? Like for some people, it can be like a pretty big thing, like really severe.
Yeah, so if he doesn't know and then all of a sudden he gets surprised.
Boom.
Crap. That's it, isn't it?
No.
It's got to be. I don't have any other ideas. And he was in a hurry to leave.
Yeah, like, I'll be real, it could be. But also, that doesn't necessarily spell a disaster. You know, you can get some wonderful meds for that.
Lots of drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's find out what's going on. We're going to get Sean on the phone. We're going to talk to him next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the Second Date Update on Y100.
So Sean and Lynn went out a few times.
Yeah, drinks.
Maybe in like rapid succession, but they went out one or two times. And yes, I guess know each other very well now.
Mm-hmm.
She can't seem to hold his interest now.
Yeah.
Could it be the cat?
It's a cat.
Like maybe he's allergic to the cat?
Yeah, cats are
She said he left
triggering.
In kind of a hurry.
Yup. I think it's an allergy thing. That's my gut.
Very
allergy.
Well could be. Because then you're running out because you got to go home and take your meds, right?
Totally.
You don't want to have an allergy attack there. But let's get him on the phone and find out for real. Hey, is this Sean?
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100, the radio station. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
So we actually need your help with something, Sean. We need to unload this date night package that we have. Now, if you take it, you'd get to pick like whatever you want to do and wherever you'd want to go on a night out. Then we'll just swing in at the end like heroes and pay for it all.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Now, yep. You do have to take out a person we choose. Yeah, you've been out with her a couple of times before, I think, from what we understand. We're talking about Lynn.
No. Sorry. No. Well,
that's a pretty quick decision there, man. What makes you say that?
Okay, man, this is going to seem so random, but I promise you it's not. It's actually born from years of field research, so you're just going to have to bear with me here.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay?
All right, right.
So there's this one thing that just always jumps out at me when I'm over at a girl's house. Mm. It's just those signs are always a sign that things are not going to work out.
Okay.
We're just not compatible. It's become a huge problem for me in the past.
Okay. Can we ask what those signs are? Like, specifically?
No. Signs. Like, literal signs.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I got nothing here, man.
Look, okay, so let me explain. We went back to her place for a few drinks, okay?
Okay.
I wasn't paying super close attention to her place because, you know, we're having a good time.
Other things on your mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But in the cold light of day, I see them.
Okay.
She has dumb signs everywhere. I mean, like, live, laugh, love, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, home sweet home, something about life being short, and then random words like eat, kitchen, and gather. I couldn't even read them all. It was really overwhelming.
Sorry.
I think we were thinking this was going to be about our cat. Yes. This is kind of a surprise.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Hold on, you don't want to date me because you don't like my decor?
Lynn?
Yeah, she's on the phone. And honestly, she's probably as confused as we are. What's the problem exactly, Sean?
All the dull, cutesy signs, guys. One or two of them is bad enough, but it's like she found every stupid cliche possible.
Oh,
there was a fight less, snuggle more in the bedroom. There was some kind of hand-painted monstrosity alerting me to the fact that the most wasted day was the one without laughter.
Oh,
no, come on. Because if true, you're guaranteed to laugh looking at the thing.
Hey, this is a joke, right?
No. I take those to mean you are the world's most uninteresting person.
Hey.
Like, if you have to be told to live, laugh, and love, you're in big trouble.
Man.
Dude, that's not my personal mantra. It's just, it's a common sense.
Come on.
It's something nice and positive. And it looks good in a frame. It fills blank space on my walls. Like, dude, what do you want from me?
It's cringy. And it's borderline dangerous.
Like, dangerous.
Toxic positivity is a thing. And that's it.
Positivity is toxic. Okay, come on. Your house is supposed to make you happy.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Those phrases make me happy.
Okay.
Yes. So sorry, that's not your cup of tea.
You had one about tea. What did it say? Tea is a hug in a mug or something. Any woman who has that stuff up in the house is not dateable.
Oh, come on!
They're severely unhinged or boring or somehow both.
How does that work?
Hold on. You know me. Okay, not well, but you know me. You already know what I'm like.
No, I know you're really good at hiding your true colors.
What?
This is going to be an all-out pain. You're going to start telling me how to dress, how to act.
Oh.
We'll become regulars at, like, I don't know, chicken salad chicks or something.
Hey, you could do too, worse, Sean.
Too far.
You could do worse.
Too far, Sean. Sean. Oh.
We lost him.
Okay.
Maybe for
sure.
The best.
I don't know.
Come on. It's a prank, right?
Not from our end.
No. No, we thought this was going in a completely different direction, man.
Really? I mean, who in the hell cares about that stuff? How are those offensive? Like, I don't know. Is there some secret code I don't know about? I mean, you guys, I'm just really glad he didn't go in the guest room or bathroom.
Okay, I gotta be real. I've heard about people who think they're cheesy.
Yeah, sure.
You know, kind of over.
But it's weird he's triggered by them.
Yes. I'm sorry you had to sit through that. Just remember when you get sad, stop being sad and get awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Lynn, you are living your story, you know?
Eat, pray, love, girl. Eat, pray, love.
Yeah, she definitely had one or two of those as well.
Welcome back, guys. Thank you all for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going, and the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.